Hi, I'm Nicola Mahoney, and my horse Game On has just won the KBIS National 4-Year-Old Championship.
And loving the attention, falling asleep but turning on the power when needed, I think.
He is really falling asleep because he's absolutely exhausted after a very mentally draining few days. Yeah. But he's such a kind and lovely horse that he will dig deep and give us all he's got. So that's so lovely.
So tell me a little bit more about him and his last 4 years.
Well, I bred him, so it makes it even more special that he's done so well today. So I bred him. He was broken in by a lovely jockey as a 3-year-old that did a fantastic job of hacking him around the countryside and doing lots of just desensitizing things with him, Jamie. And then he went to Ashley shortly after when he was deemed safe and wasn't going to cause Ashley too many problems, and so he's been with Ashley ever since. Yeah. So
and this partnership continuing, you
this
hope?
Will continue. Yeah, he'll carry on with him for
And you were saying you've had help from Serena Pincus as well.
Yep, Serena's been really instrumental in us getting here today. She's just given Ashley so much confidence in his riding, and also the horse, given him lots and lots of lots of confidence, and she actually encouraged us. In fact, we didn't really know if we were going to be coming here because he's been off for a few weeks ago with a virus, and so we all thought that he probably wasn't fit enough to come. And Serena really said, I think you really should take him. I think it would be a shame if you didn't. So that's what we've done.
Wow.
And it's all worked out.
Fantastic. So. Well, tell me about the last few days, because it is a lot of work, isn't it? And a lot of mentally draining work.
We're all very drained. Yeah. We're all exhausted. It is just mentally draining and lots of adrenaline and lots of excitement. And keep checking the horse every 20 seconds.
Yes.
And but it's all, today it's all paid off, and he's a star. He can have a nice holiday now when he goes home.
He's an absolute star, a great future ahead of him. What goes through your mind when, because these young horse classes, they're different, aren't they? They've got you've got the judges, you've got the atmosphere, you've got the flags going around, you've got people kind of watching, and then you've got a totally new rider to come on and give their opinions and everything. I mean, that must be quite harrowing for you.
It was awful because he's actually never had anyone else sit on him since he's been broken in, so that was just because we didn't really have time to do that in our preparation running up to here. So we had no idea. In our mind, yesterday was amazing and we really were obviously delighted, but we didn't mind how it went today because we thought, well, if he can't cope with a different person with much longer legs riding him today, then that's not the horse's fault. That's ours for not trying it out earlier.
Great that it worked out.
How great that it worked out. Thank you, Lewis.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lewis. Yeah. And also, what now? He'll go home, have a bit of a rest, and what then?
Well, luckily he's very good with resting and he's good to hack, and so he is a very well-behaved horse. So that makes life easier. So he can have a bit of a holiday, and then he can just go hacking and have a bit of an easy time for a while. And then what then? We'll pick up training and see how he goes over the winter, and ideally aim him for the 5-year-old classes next year and beyond.
Breeding wise, what do you like about breeding?
I don't really.
Oh, right.
Always goes wrong apart from this one. Breeding, of course, it's lovely when things go right, and it's lovely having the foals around, but it's a very long game. It takes a long time, a lot of money, and there's lots of hurdles along the way.
We haven't actually spoken about his breeding. Tell me about that.
He's by Governor, and he's out of a Sedona Hall mare. I'd like to say that there's lots of science around his bloodlines, and I studied for hours about, basically it was potluck. I picked that stallion to go with that mare, and it's turned out that it's a nice one. But
there's a lot of, it goes in, a lot goes into the background that people a lot of people in the industry obviously know that how much work you all put in, and the breeding and then the riding and the training and the waking up early and all the rest of it. And it's very easy to think when you come here to these things and you see the rugs that it's all, you know, it all just comes together perfectly. But that's far from the truth, isn't it?
It's far from the truth. This is a very small... Well, that's why it's so lovely when it does... You do have days like this, because, it, you know, we could equally have been driving home, and it's a very long drive home if it doesn't work out. So I'm, you know, just as aware as that could have happened. But we have got a really good team around us, and we've got... you know, Ashley's amazing. He's done a really fabulous job with the horse, and... not just to get to a big show like this, he's training him with his future in mind. So I never feel that he's pushing him for his own short-term success. He always thinks of the long-term picture with his young horses. So he's done an amazing job of producing him in a very horse-friendly way, which is really important. And yeah, obviously we've got, you know, that makes things a lot easier. And as I say, Serena has been really helpful. My partner's a farrier, so his feet are in very good shape. And yeah, so we're lucky.
Perfect. Good. Well done. Congratulations. Look forward to seeing this combination in future years here at Summerford Park.
Thank you very much for your time.